Who will get your vote this November, and why will you give it to them? Plus, Troy Black's insightful film explains the political mysteries behind this candidate's rise to power. And the Holy Grail found in Petra, just like Indiana Jones. And Kamala Harris kicks out Christians. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories right now. So looking at this, Harris or Trump, who will get your vote on November 5th? In this article by Jim Garlow, he says that the choice between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is critical, not only for policy reasons, but for the future decision of direction of a nation. Both candidates are well-known figures, Trump having served as president and Harris as vice president, claiming involvement in every decision made by the Biden administration. While neither candidate is without flaws, the decision comes down to their grasp of important issues and leadership qualities. In this article, he lays out the argument for both of those candidates and why he prefers one over the other. And down here a little bit further in the article, I highly suggest you look at this, but he looks at the different party platforms. He says most Republicans, they look at the value of life in the womb, cherish the sanctity of one man and one woman marriage, and they affirm parental authority, believing that parents, not the government, have the right to make decisions for their children. There's a lot of other issues that he lays out here in this article. And then in contrast, he gives the Democrat policies and what they stand for in this as well. I definitely recommend looking at this, reading it, and understanding for yourself not just who you're going to vote for, but being able to understand why you decided to vote for them. Now, in this article, Donald Trump's The Outlier, a new film reveals mysteries to Trump's political past and future. Troy Black's new documentary, Donald Trump, The Outlier, offers a deep dive into the unexpected rise of Donald Trump to the presidency of 2016, while also exploring his chances of winning again in 2024. Black's film seeks to answer the central question of recent political history. How did Donald Trump rise to power? By revisiting his historic campaign, Black provides new insight into the forces behind Trump's success and examines the pivotal events that shaped his presidency. Now, you can read this article and then check out the video and watch that for yourself. He put a lot of work into that and explaining why Trump is an outlier and what that actually means. Now, this one excites me quite a bit. The Holy Grail found in secret underground chamber of Petra. The story of Indiana Jones unexpectedly sprang to life during a recent expedition in Petra, Jordan. In the 1989 Steven Spielberg classic, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, it was the ancient burial site of the Holy Grail, the cup used by Jesus at the Last Supper. According to CNN, back in 2003, two tombs were found near the monument, suggesting to archaeologists that other secret underground chambers had yet to be found. Now, recently, in August, a team of archaeologists led by Pierce Paul Cressman, an archaeologist and executive director for the American Center of Research, finally found what researchers had long been searching for, a long-forgotten ancient tomb. And thankfully, the team didn't run into any Indiana Jones-esque traps. I love that line. Whenever they opened this, though, they found amongst the graves and amongst the skeletons, one of the skeletons was holding a chalice that looked like the Holy Grail from the 1989 film. When Cressman's team ventured down to the tomb, they brought a Discovery Channel crew with them, including Josh Gates, host of the series called Expedition Unknown, which is a lot of fun. And right here, you can see in this post on X that they actually show a picture of the chalice. It's a lot of very interesting and exciting. Definitely brings the explorer in me out, and I love those movies. But let us know what you think about this discovery, and what does this mean? Is this what significance does this chalice have? And now I'd like to give a little bit of a response on some news that happened over the weekend. Now, Kamala Harris was at a rally in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and something happened in the crowd. And I'm going to play this clip, and she met some hecklers, and here was the response.
Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he
invited. Jesus is Lord. Jesus loves
you. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
So Kamala's talking about abortion and wanting to bring Roe versus Wade back, and she gets heckled, in a sense, by two students, male students, that were saying, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord, Jesus loves you, which you can hear that in the video. And to which she responds, you're at the wrong rally. So if Jesus doesn't belong at her rallies, what does that actually mean? Well, later, Fox actually had the opportunity to talk to these two students and hear their comments about their interaction with the vice president.
She talked about overturning Roe v. Wade and Donald Trump. I yelled out to the crowd that abortion is the sacrament of Satan. And when I said that, I deeply do believe that as a Christian. And about 10 seconds go by, and that's when the video of my friend Grant and I proclaiming that Christ is Lord and Jesus is King, when we said that. And I think it's important to say this is a small venue, and we were about 20 to 30 yards away from Kamala at this point. There's a lot of controversy that says she wasn't talking to us, or we left, we didn't get kicked out. Well, I can speak on Grant and I's behalf. On video, Grant's getting pushed and shoved, and there's about 5 seconds after or before she tells us to go to the smaller rally down the street. You can see on the video, she waves. She was actually waving to me. I took this cross off my neck that I wear. And as we were getting asked to leave, I held it up in the air and waved at her and pointed to her. And she looked directly in the eye, kind of gave me an evil smirk. And I just want to clear that up and confirm that she 100% was talking to us.
So they say there's no doubt about it. She was talking to them. Now, at a different rally, J.D. Vance was talking about his faith and was met by somebody in the crowd, kind of heckling, who said, Jesus is Lord or Christ is King, and listen to his response.
You know, sometimes you just talk about other things. You talk about public policy, but I'm certainly a very devout Christian, and I was actually baptized for the first time in 2019. I returned to my faith as a young man. Got baptized, and I say this as a Christian, as a person who was baptized for the first time just a few years ago. There is something really bizarre with Kamala Harris's anti-Christian rhetoric and anti-Christian approach to public policy. That's right. Jesus is King, and I don't think that we've seen.
Here you can see J.D. Vance's response talking about his own faith and how he was even baptized in 2019. Somebody in the crowd shouts, Jesus is King, and he responds, Jesus is King, and the crowd goes wild. So one crowd goes wild for kicking Christians out. Another crowd goes wild for celebrating that Jesus is King. In this very political season, I encourage you, go check out the party platforms for yourself. See what people actually believe, not just what is said about them. And do that and pray, fast, and vote. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com.